In news and notes this week, lots going on. The Subdudes have announced a rest period. No shows on their horizon for 2011 as the band that reunited 9 years ago looks for some time off to recoup and work on some other projects. Along with that news, Tickle Me Pink, the modern rockers out of Fort Collins, have officially called it a day, according to a message on their Facebook page. After almost 6 years as a band, we have decided to part ways, though through great success and tragedy alike, we found ourselves unable to continue collectively as Tickle Me Pink. This decision was not easy, but it was made as a band. There are no bitter feelings between any of us, just a simple desire on all our parts to move forward in different ways. To all our fans and friends who have supported us throughout our career, we are eternally grateful. Slim Cessna is in the news this week. Slim Cessna's Auto Club are releasing their first studio album in well over 3 years. The new album is called Unentitled and was recorded with local producer, engineer Bob Fribacci. If you're a Slim Cessna junkie, like me, you can get a first listen to a track at their Reverb Nation page, and I'll be doing my best to make sure that I get that on the show here for next week's episode, if I can. According to a report filed by Hey Reverb, Denver-based online music retailer Beatport started the Beatport Music Awards in 2008, but when this year's BMIs take over the Gainsvort Hotel in Miami on March 27th, it will mark the event's first actual live ceremony. So props to those folks for getting all of it done. According to the article in Reverb, in Hey Reverb, Beatport, which is like iTunes for DJs, used to send out their annual awards in the mail. And this year's BMAs, which recognize the best in electronic music, are part of the 7th annual Beatport Beach Party. And it coincides with two other annual Miami events, the Winter Music Conference and the Ultra Music Festival, making for the biggest week of electronic music in the world. Props to such a great Denver-based business as a local music retailer, Beatport. And finally this week, a quick scan of the local record stores that still exist show at least a few titles still in the top tier of sales locally, including Gregory Alan Isakoff's This Empty Northern Hemisphere, Elephant Revival's Break in the Clouds, and Tennis with Cape Dory. We'll be right back.